Stephen Sondheim's Sweeney Todd is back on Broadway. The musical is about a murderous barber who teams up with a pie shop owner in 19th century London. It's kind of gruesome and also moving and funny. Reporter Jeff London got the show's star, Josh Groban, together with three other actors who've played Sweeney Todd on stage, including the original Len Cariou.
The second act, it's like a freight train. Mm. I don't know how you guys felt about it.
There is a kind of fraternity among baritones who play the monumental role of Sweeney Todd.
My name is Josh Groban, and I have the great privilege of playing Sweeney Todd in the current 2023 revival.
Well, I've come home to find you waiting.
Groban is the latest in a long line of Sweeney Todds. The challenge is that the character becomes a monster over the course of the musical.
I'm Michael Cerveris. I was in the 2005 Broadway revival with Patti LuPone.
No, we all deserve to die. Even you, Mrs. Lovett, even I.
My name is Norm Lewis, and I've been lucky enough to do three versions of this recently at the Beryl Street Theater off Broadway.
Len Cariou, I had the great privilege of originating the role 44 years ago, believe it or not.
Wow.
There was a barber and his wife, and she was beautiful.
Cariou was working in Canada when director Hal Prince sent him the script.
And got home and then read it and said, they're out of their minds. This is crazy.
Crazy because the show is about a barber who slits the throats of his customers. And his partner in crime, Mrs. Lovett, disposes of the bodies by baking them into meat pies. But Cariou had worked with Stephen Sondheim before.
And thought, well, you know, if he writes a really romantic score, this might be interesting. The guy's pretty smart, I don't know.
And Sondheim wrote a really romantic score, like this pivotal moment from the show, the song My Friends, a tender ballad that Sweeney sings to his razors. Here's the setup. The corrupt Judge Turpin had lusted after Sweeney's wife, so he had him falsely convicted and sent to Australia. But Sweeney's escaped. Now, back in London, thinking his wife dead and his daughter captive in the judge's house, Sweeney is determined to get his revenge. Then Mrs. Lovett gives him the perfect instrument.
And says, oh, by the way, I have your razors. I saved them for you.
These are my friends. See how they glisten. See this one shine. How he smiles in the light. My friend, my faithful friend.
Josh Groban.
All of these stories are starting to develop. These seeds are being planted that are maniacal, but the music itself is some of the most lush and romantic that I've ever heard. And My Friends, I think, is the first opportunity as Sweeney to lean into that romanticism.
Speak to me, friend. Whisper. I'll listen. I know. You've been locked out of sight all these years, like me, my friend.
Michael Cerveris.
Musically, it's sort of opening a door into a part of Sweeney that you haven't seen yet. You know, there is this loving person in him, and there's a tenderness that you see in that song in relation to these cold pieces of steel.
Well, I've come home to find you waiting. Home, and we're together, and we'll do wonders, won't we?
I sort of felt if he had come back and found Joanna and his wife and been allowed to, he would have just left town. Like, I didn't feel like he was there to exact revenge. But in My Friends, I think you see that potential version of him.
Norm Lewis.
Yeah, I've always said to people, if he had found Joanna and his wife, curtain.
But Len Carreyrou's not so sure.
He was going to have his pound of flesh.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
That was his motivation. That's what got him from Australia.
Right. Mm.
Back to London.
You there, my friend.
I'm your friend.
Come, let me.
When we started to rehearse it, almost immediately, everybody kind of sat up. Something was happening. We knew it. We didn't quite know what it was, but we knew that something was going on here and that this may be the most exciting piece of theater that we'd ever been a part of.
You can move in here, Mr. Todd.
As the song goes on, Sweeney focuses on his razors, but Mrs. Lovett focuses on him.
I've always said that Stephen Sondheim was the musical theater Shakespeare. And this role has always, for me, been the Hamlet of musical theater, because all the baritones always want to play this role.
All four of these actors acknowledge it's exhausting playing a murderous sociopath while dealing with stage blood, a mechanical barber chair, and singing complex music. Josh Groban says Michael Cerveris gave him tips.
Michael and I had a drink before we started previews, and he just kind of said, I hope you don't mind me saying, but just wash it off in the sink, man.
Like, yeah.
When you take the makeup off, take it all off, you know?
And there was something moving about seeing these three younger Sweeneys hang on Len Carreyrou's every word. He told them that the original company had never finished technical rehearsals before the first performance. They didn't know what to expect.
When it was over, people really reacted to it. And I came backstage to my dressing room, and Sondheim was standing outside, but he said,
they understood it.
At last, my arm is complete again.
For NPR News, I'm Jeff London in New York.